What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, this is Mark Moore. We're broadcasting on WJRB, Peace of Mind show, and I hear my wife, Kathy. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
What did we do last weekend?
We went to the state playoffs at NC State.
I was super excited. We won.
Yes.
We took down the charter school.
Yes, our public school.
So it was sweet.
That doesn't recruit. And yes, we were able to get the job done. So congratulations to the Jackets men's basketball team for winning state. That's so exciting.
We were so excited to be there. And I was the first person at Hayesville to ever meet Steve Cottrell. Uh-huh. And people don't remember him. Well, they remember him, but they don't remember who he is. He was like a celebrity. And when we ended up in 1988 landing Western Carolina's basketball coach. He's a guy I used to go to his camps when I was a kid with hundreds and hundreds of kids. I mean, this guy's like a celebrity. And we ended up getting him coming to Hayesville to coach our team. And that began what I call the Cottrell era.
Right.
And that, now my good friend Michael Cottrell,
his son
has taken over. And he has, this is the second state championship team that we've had.
Yes.
And it's just really sweet. And you know, we had, you know, Kobe Ash, Jake McTaggart, Ethan Hooper, all these kids.
Asher Brown,
my good friend Andrew Brown's son. I mean, it just couldn't be a better group of guys. And it's just a class act. I mean, this team, you know, you've got a great coach. You've got a tradition that's been built at Hayesville. And I'm just super excited and super proud of what they were able to do.
Yeah, and they were undefeated the whole season,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Now, the charter schools, I know this is an insurance show, but it's devil tangent here.
Side note here.
The charter schools are in North Carolina, just like they are in Georgia, and players go back and forth between these schools, and they're recruited out of metro areas.
Right.
So it is not fair that we're having to play these schools in the first place.
Right.
But it sure is sweet that we beat them.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
We outclassed them, too, as a team. They were a very good team that they had. But I think that our guys were more disciplined. They were well-coached. And they were a very good team that we played. But I think that we had the experience there that they didn't to be able to win this game.
Right.
And going back to my own stomping grounds, the NC State was neat, too. It's changed so much.
Mark,
I graduated from NC State. And I had a...
In 1993.
93, yep. And so I majored in finance at NC State, and then I went to Appalachian State, and that's why I got in the risk management insurance program.
And got the
so they didn't have a major for it. There was no insurance classes at NC State.
Yeah.
And actually, Appalachian State was the only school at that time that had a risk management and insurance major that I went through. And I was very fortunate to be able to really slow down and go through all these policies. And, you know, I've read a lot of insurance policies. You know, they've changed over the years since I was, you know, in the business. One thing we're dealing with this week that's changed over the years is when I first, you know, the HO3 policy, that's a homeowner's policy, you didn't really have any type of underground piping or underground, service lines were not covered. And now they have added since that time, and, you know, pretty much all companies have fallen asleep, but you can buy that endorsement now that gives you coverage for your underground piping, sewer lines, mm-hmm. things of that nature. Mm-hmm. We have been living, if you come to our Hazel office, we apologize right now. We've been living in a disarray for how long, Kathy?
About a month.
Yeah. So we had a backup of the drain in our office in Hazel. I've already mentioned this. So what happened was if you have a maple tree around your house, they're absolutely beautiful.
Yes, love
but
them.
But you might want to consider getting rid of the tree. Because the root systems are very, it was like a carpet, wasn't it, Kathy? Mm-hmm. It looked like a piece of carpet.
That was stuck in our pipe.
Yeah, so they came in. What we ultimately determined, we've had three plumbers there come in there.
Yes,
and
with cameras.
I wanna,
and then we thought we had it fixed.
Yeah,
and then,
I want to give a shout out to Joe's Plumbing with Jordan Lingerfeld and Gunther Krieger. They have helped me out just a ton. I mean, they've been there for me.
And Mike Livers.
Mike Livers has helped me. He's our kind of our general contractor, but has been working for different things that we've been doing. You know, Mike's been a lifesaver.
Yeah.
And also, we had Ed Haney come out. He's from Andrews. These guys have hung in there with me, and they've helped determine the problem. We had two plumbers there at one time.
Yes.
And what happened was, Ed Haney didn't have a camera, I don't think. And so Jordan Lingerbeck came out with a camera, they'll go down the lines. After he augered out the pipes and got the roots out, then we thought we were good.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up having another backup on my birthday. So happy birthday to me, right?
Yeah, that was real great fun.
We got a call, and hey, we had Service Master. I want to talk, give a shout out to them too. They came out
three times.
And they, you know, this is when you're dealing with sewage in an office, this is, you know, went through carpet. You were
drywall, baseboards. We're having to pull all that out, so we're under construction. So I just got my voice back, but I've been with everything being, then they had
disturbed the dust in the office when you were
unbelievable. Yeah.
So Kay's got allergies. We had several employees that have gotten sick of that.
Just from the dust and all the stuff going on.
So what happened was, we had an addition on our building, and what we best we can tell, and this is about having the camera down the pipe, is that the pipe had broken, and one pipe was higher than the other pipe, and so the water was still going through, but it was like a half moon type thing. You got one pipe on top of another, and one's lower than the other. And it had a little bit of, you know, room to get through, but it was backing up. So reluctantly, I have now filed an insurance claim on this because the whole floor had to be sawed out.
Yeah, it was a whole office floor.
Yeah, so Diane's office was sawed up.
Yes.
And my insurance company, I knew I had some coverage there for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of, I don't want to use my insurance unless it's like a really big situation.
Right.
This one here is going to, it's a big deal for us, but ultimately, I don't know if we're looking at how much money it's going to be total. But
well, the other thing is, people don't realize, we took the maple tree out a couple years ago, and we thought we were finished with that situation and got that resolved, that we were fine. But these roots, which we didn't realize this, went underneath the building.
The slab,
into the slab and got to the other drain on the other side of the building next to
United
Community
Bank. There were two drains. And one thing, a good thing to know, just as a tip, and I didn't know, because we bought this building.
It
was
built
in 1978. And I didn't know where the drains were. I knew where the front drain was. We didn't know. We have Dr. B, the dentist, is upstairs. He leases from us. And so he's got, obviously, being a dentist, has got water needs. You know, he has to do that. But we didn't know what water went down which drains.
Right.
Now
we found out.
We found out. Yeah, but it was like really something that was that apparent, because they had to bring a camera in there. And they got this weird, like, device that you can kind of see where the tip of the camera is. And they actually mapped out where the drain was. So when you're building a house, or when you have a house, it's good to know where your drains are.
And your septic tank.
It's good to know where your water shelf is at. Mm-hmm. It's good to know where your septic tank is, like Kathy
said.
You got it's something that you may have to know, like we didn't know.
Where all your field lines are, because you don't want some people to come on your grass and basically drive on and crush your pipes, because it'll start coming other places, coming out of the ground and different things
like
that.
We've had that too.
We've had that happen at our actual house, because someone came to do some seeding of our grass and drove on our grass.
It was my fault.
Because we had no idea, because we bought the house. We didn't build it, so we didn't know where they were. So
you know, it wasn't the seeding guy's fault.
It was about the fact that we didn't know where they were. So I'm just saying, anytime you buy a house or have a business and you didn't build the building and don't know where all these different things are, it's very, very important to know that, so you can avoid these types of exposures.
Yeah. So we had... I did file an insurance claim, but there's what you have to be careful about is, when you have a claim, we had two occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
The first occurrence is when it happened the first time.
Right.
Happened 3 weeks later. We augured it out. We got roots out.
We thought
it was good. It happened again. What's frustrating about that for a lot of people is that is not the same claim.
Right.
So I can't just roll all the expenses into one claim.
Right, you have to keep
it
separate.
I've got a deductible. I think it's probably $1,000. So what would happen is, I'd have to file two claims. The first time it happened, and the first time we had damage, it was going to be the, what would you call it, the treatment, or going in there, Service Masters has got
take
to do
out the baseboards,
yeah,
the carpet.
Yeah, they had to take out the baseboards,
the
carpet,
yeah.
So that the company would pay for the treatment, also putting the carpet and flooring back.
And baseboards.
So that would, and it happened again. Now we've got another claim and another deductible
right.
to pay.
It's almost like having a hurricane at your house in Florida. My parents went through that down there where they had a hurricane come in. They had damage. They already filed a claim. And then there comes another one, and they had damage the second time. So they had two different occurrences on a claims, and they still had the damage to deal with. So it's
even though it was the same thing, it's not the same claim.
Exactly.
So we're going to wrap this section up for the show, and because we're complaining, I guess, a little bit.
But
we're getting through it. We're doing the best we can do.
Right.
But I'm glad that we do have insurance, and we can use that if we need to. So this is Mark Moore and Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our offices are located. We have five locations. We have three in Georgia and two in North Carolina. Our main hub is in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Mandy, Amy, Vaughn, Rose, Diane, Mark, and myself. We're all there to help you with your insurance needs. And then our second location in North Carolina is in Murphy, North Carolina. It's on Highway 64 past Arby's. And we're there to help you there with Velda and Emily. And then we have another location, and that particular location in Murphy is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. And then we have our other Moore Insurance offices. We have Hiawassee, which is on the actual downtown Main Street next to the hospital. You can come by and see Joanne there, and we're in the Town Trace building. Then our office in Blairsville is located across from Home Depot, so everyone knows where that is on the main drag there. And you can come by and see Shana, Ashley, Cindy, and Greg. They like to help you there with your insurance needs. And then lastly, our last location, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of Moore Insurance as well. And it's located in Blue Ridge next to the United Community Bank. And on the other side of it is Burger King. So please come by and see Jeremy, Catherine, and Kathy Hunter there. And we'd love to help you with all your insurance needs. So also you can check us out on our website at www.moore-insurance.com. You can also request a quote. And all these podcasts, all of our radio shows are on our website as well. So check them out if you miss one.
Yes. So this has been a momentous week for us.
Yes.
Not only did our Hayesville basketball team win the state championship.
Yes.
Our daughter got her learner's permit.
Yes. Yes.
So we were going to Raleigh. And the plan was for me to go take her. Kathy was there too.
We all went.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Kathy was not excluded from the story.
And our son.
But actually, Max. I went inside with her in the DMV.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to be this great, insurance agent. And all my I's dotted and T's crossed. So they wanted her Social Security card and her birth certificate. Well, I go in there. And I've got a copy.
And we had a transcript.
Of
too.
Her Social Security number and a copy of her birth certificate.
And a transcript.
And the late DMV. And we had to wait and wait and wait. We got there early. There
in
was
Franklin.
A line of people to get there. So I go in there with a DMV officer, and she's like, no, this has got to be original Social Security card and original birth certificate.
Right.
So basically, we got kicked out of DMV.
Yeah. Our daughter was not very happy.
Yeah, our daughter was. In great anticipation of getting her learner's permit.
She studied and studied and studied, and she was ready.
And it did not go over. It's like one of those parent moments where, you've just crashed and burned big time, and your teenage daughter is not happy because dad didn't bring the right paperwork.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, we're supposed to be advising people to get their license, what to bring, and I don't even bring the right paperwork myself. So if you and there were people there from,
you had the right information, it wasn't the original.
Yeah,
so you did the right things. So.
And the DMV is not going to budge.
They don't care.
They don't care. So we had to go back.
And neither does your daughter, who's 15. So.
She did not care. So we had to go back on Monday, another trip to Franklin. This time I did have the correct stuff.
Thankfully,
I went to our safety deposit box and I got the paperwork. and I had an original birth certificate. The other thing that did work was a passport. Mm-hmm. So that worked as...
Because I knew where all that was. So.
You know, so she was successful, and she drove me back from Franklin. Did a very good job.
Right.
So you have to...
So
she, kudos you have to be,
Madison.
Yeah, you have to be a... Now, this is interesting. When you have a youthful driver... The insurance companies do not charge you a surcharge for having a youthful driver until they get their permanent license.
But they still want to be aware of it. So if they get their permit, you're supposed to let your insurance provider know if there's a permit number that they've got their permit. They can go ahead and advise the carrier. So if there was an issue for like maybe they backed into somebody or they didn't, you know, did something incorrectly because they're so inexperienced, that you could, they would be aware of it.
It's a good thing to know, but it's not going to affect. What's going to affect is when they get their permanent license, that's when you've got the ambulance, and that's when the pain begins.
Yes, it's
because
very
painful. You are going to be, and we used to have like a teenage driver come into the office and talk to the insurance agent. I mean, that's a good measure. Like if you got a new driver, it would be good to know what the effects of, if they cause an accident, what's going to happen to old dad or mother's insurance policy, because now you're looking at not only paying a youthful operator surcharge, you're also looking at paying for an accident or a ticket they may get too. So it can be extremely costly.
And of course, the carriers realize that they're inexperienced. So that's why there is such a high rate for them to be on the policy. It's more of an exposure because they're not experienced. They don't know how to drive back up, or they don't know how to park like they're supposed to, or take turns like they're supposed to. So it's a learning process, which the carrier doesn't want to have to, you know, be the only person on the hook for it.
Well, one old trick, and even one of my employees was talking about how she did this the other day, is a lot of people, if the parents own a business, they were putting the youthful operator's car and the youthful operator on their business policy.
Right.
Well, you're not really surcharged. And it used to be in the back, they didn't really have an effect on your rates as much. Now, some of the companies have wised up to that. But what I've seen is, you know, you have just exposed your whole business to this liability by having the youthful operator.
Right.
But you're kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't.
We've seen some things happen, and you could lose your whole business if you put your kids on there too.
Yeah,
so be careful with that too.
That has happened. I've seen.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Actually, it wasn't our claim, but I saw a one that I'm sure hit the $10 million umbrella this business had.
Yeah, because they killed somebody.
I don't believe they killed them. I think they put two kids in the wheelchairs.
Was it what? I thought they were in the hospital.
From a liability standpoint,
right.
It was actually worse than a death.
Right.
Because you've got, and we know that from the family, with Kathy's aunt being a quadriplegic, what the care is involved in that. So, anyway, companies have kind of wised up to that.
Right.
But you're going to be paying. And, you know, the problem is if you don't disclose it, if you just somehow sneak by and don't have
your... Yeah, people try not to tell people, like, their kids are driving the car, but then there comes a claim.
It's a good way to get your claim denied.
And the claim can be denied.
It's called misrepresentation.
Yeah, usually what happens is you have to have permission. If someone, you loan your car, you loan your insurance. So if your parent is loaning it to their kid and they get permission, then that's something that they're aware of. But if they're using the car regularly and they're not being put on the policy, that becomes an issue.
I don't know if you would loan your car to your kid.
Add them on your policy.
Just
what we say.
Now, we also have, but the problem is the more thing would be like if your kid loaned their car to another kid.
That would be a whole other
That's called a permissive user still.
Right.
That would be covered.
Right.
You know, but you've got to be, you got to make sure that and Madison better not do it. You better make sure that there's not some boyfriend or girlfriend driving the car.
Because we've had claims with that too.
Yeah. So what normally happens is, you know, sometimes you may have a son maybe, and then they drink alcohol and the girl drives them around or something. I mean, that's going to be, you know, you're just asking for trouble.
Right. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, but also don't loan your car to another youthful operator, because it's, that's when you get in real trouble.
So from like a parent's perspective, so what do you do about your insurance when your child...
Yeah, how do we save money on that, Kathy?
So let's talk about that. So there's different carriers. Every carrier does it a little bit differently. We're independent insurance agents, and we're all licensed licensed in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee. We're on basically the whole Southwest over here for our agency. So what I'm telling you is you need to realize what each carrier will do. Just because they do this in Georgia, they might not do this in North Carolina. So for instance, they have accident forgiveness, which is an actual endorsement that you can add to your auto policy, personal auto policy. This will ensure that if they had a little fender bender or whatever, that it won't raise your rates when this happens for this claim. But there is an endorsement, so it does cost a little extra money to have it, but it's well worth. I encourage parents to make sure to include that, and when they add the driver, that they also add that. They also have some carriers that will do good students drive, so they have to have a copy of their original transcripts from the actual school, bring it in, and we have to submit it to the carrier to show that they have a good student. Then there's also defensive driving. I would definitely encourage that as well, because any type of discount you can get would be helpful in this absorbing some of the cost. There are also some carriers will do stuff online, little things that they can do. So again, depending on the insurance carrier you have, which ones they will do and which states they're in, that will be the difference there. So of course, keep us informed. Tell your insurance agents so they know how to help you in these situations.
And please don't spend 15 minutes on your auto insurance. So
yes.
Again, this is Mark Moore and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind, broadcast from WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.